Winters threw away his gear, holding on to his M1, and ran over to the left side, hollering like a madman, "Get going!" He started kicking the men in the butt. He crossed to the other side and repeated the order, again kicking the men. "I was possessed," Winters recalled. "Nobody'd ever seen me like that." He ran back to the other side, machine gun bullets zinging down the street. He thought to himself, "My God, I'm leading a blessed life. I'm charmed." He was also desperate. His best friend, Harry Welsh, was up ahead, trying to deal with that machine gun. "If I don't do something," Winters thought to himself, "he's dead. No question about it." But the men wouldn't move. They did look up. Winters recalled, "I will never forget the surprise and fear on those faces looking up at me." The German machine gun seemed to be zeroing in on him, and he was a wide-open target. The bullets kept snapping by and glancing off the road all around me. Everybody had froze, Stroll remembered. Nobody could move, and Winters got up in the middle of the road and screamed, "Come on, move out, now!" That did it. No man in the company had ever heard Winters shout. "It was so out of character," Stroll said, "we moved out as one man." According to Winters, here is where the discipline paid off. The men got the message, and they moved out. As Sergeant Talbert passed Winters, he called out, "Which way when we hit the intersection?" "Turn right," Winters ordered. In 1981, Talbert wrote Winters, "I'll never forget seeing you in the middle of that road. You were my total inspiration. All my boys felt the same way." Welsh, meanwhile, was neutralizing the machine gun. "We were all alone," he remembered, "and I couldn't understand where the hell everybody was." Thanks to the distraction caused by Winters running back and forth, the machine gunner had lost track of Welsh and his six men. Welsh tossed some grenades at the gun, followed by bursts from his carbine. The men with him did the same. The machine gun fell silent. Winters wrote in 1990. Later in the war, in recalling this action with Major Hester, he made a comment that has always left me feeling proud of Company E's action that day. As S3, Hester had been in a position to see another company in a similar position caught in MG fire. It froze and then got severely cut up. E Company, on the other hand, had moved out, got the job done, and had not been cut up by that MG. The remainder of Easy Company drove into the intersection at a full run and secured it.